Got it, Rex.
Hello?
Hello.
I've got a few questions. So I've got a WRX VA. It's a 2016 manual.
Yep.
So I've got, Varex X-Force exhaust, and I recently put the Grimspeed EL headers. And I'm thinking of getting a colder intake.
Yep.
And I was just wondering how much you guys charge for a dyno tune.
And you said it was a manual 2015?
Manual, yeah, 2015, 16, 17.
Yep. And do you have a cob access port for it?
Cob access port, no.
No, so you'll need a cob access port. So the cob access port's 1314,
yeah.
And then the tune is 990.
So the dyno tune, isn't it like, what do you call it? Isn't it a custom tune?
Yeah, it is, but you still need a cob access port to be able to tune the
car.
So the custom tune, but you need an access port to speak to the car. Or we can tune it on ECU tech.
Yeah, I've got the ECU.
What ECU?
I'm not sure, because I'm the second owner. The guy that I bought it off, he's done some modifications to the car, but I don't necessarily know what. But it's got an ECU port.
An ECU port.
I can send you a photo.
Sorry, is it an access port?
No, it's got like a full like aftermarket ECU system. The guy did have a comp tuner, but he didn't give it to me when he was selling the car. He lost his.
Okay, yeah. You'll have to shoot us through a photo and some details. So I send that to tuning at gotitrex.com.au.
Okay. So how much would you guys charge for a dyno?
A tune, no matter what we're doing it on, is $990.
That's
if
it's
a standard ECU, unless it's like a link, like an aftermarket actual, you know, ECU.
Yeah.
If it's an aftermarket ECU, then it's $1,199.
$1,199.
Yeah.
Okay. That's still pretty good. And how long will you guys take?
It depends on what it is. So if it's an aftermarket one, probably two days. If it's COB...
2 days.
Yeah. If it's COB or standard ECU or ECU tech, then it's 1 day.
1 day. Okay. That's good to know. So you said, how much did you say for the dyno?
$990 or $1,199 if it's an aftermarket ECU.
$1,199. Let me take some notes. And also, do you guys do the MST? Like, what's the difference?
The what, sorry?
The colder intake, because I'm thinking of buying the colder intake.
So the colder intake will help it make power. So if it's got a stock intake, I'd recommend putting a Process West colder intake on there.
I was looking at the Process West ones and the MST, or the Mishimoto's.
MST is. Mishimoto's no good. Yeah, so don't buy a Mishimoto. I don't know what MFT is. We normally use Process
West. MST.
I don't know what that is.
MST, it's like, they normally do like for the Volkswagen brands and stuff, BMWs.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not too sure, but yeah, normally we just recommend the Process West.
Process West, okay. Because I did some research on the, with ChatGPT and stuff, and it's saying the MST intake kit, it's like, it's better for your value for the money and... I don't know, that's what it recommended me.
Okay, I have no idea, but yeah, I'd recommend the Process West just from what we normally use.
Sure. That's what you guys normally use.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, like, does it, in terms of the sound, does it make much of a difference? Like
the intake, yeah, you'll get all the turbo noises.
Yeah.
So they'll change the induction noise.
Induction noise.
Do you have a full turbo back on that car, or is it just a cat-back?
So I've got the X-Force cat-back, but I think the guys also, when I was getting the cat-back installed, I got it installed at Modern Lista.
Yeah.
And they told me that it's got a front pipe as well. It's a front pipe aftermarket one.
It already had that, or it came with the X-Force?
It already came with the car, because I got it off the previous owner, and I had no idea what he's done to the car. He's done some other shit to the intake. He's made his own custom DIY intake, so that's why I want to replace that.
Yeah, right. But...
Yeah.
So are you saying the exhaust goes all the way to the turbo?
I'm not necessarily sure.
Okay, so if you want to make decent power, you need a full turbo back. So all the way from the turbo, all the way to the tips.
So I've got the Xbox, the Varex one, the 3-inch exhaust, and I've also got the headers, the Grimspeed headers.
Yeah.
And I think the previous those headers are on the car right now.
But they were fitted before you bought the car?
No, I fit them like 2 days ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did you fit them or someone else fit them for you?
Someone else did it. My mechanic did it for me.
Right.
And when I was getting the exhaust done, the guy told me that you've got like a front pipe. I think it's a aftermarket J-pipe. That's what you'll call it.
Yeah, if it's got a J-pipe, then that's perfect.
Yeah, so I think it's pretty much a full system. I've got no other modifications I can do unless I'm going to do like radiator, changes, modifications, but I don't want to spend too much on the car because it's not really worth that much.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, just shoot through those photos we're talking about what you've got that you're talking about there for tuning, and then we can work out what to do from there.
Okay. And I've got another question. With the tune, does it change like the sound?
Probably not, no.
No.
It might slightly change it, but we can't we can't pick what you want it to sound like.
Yeah, like for example, if I wanted more crackles.
Oh, we can do crackle. We can do a crackle map on it. That's easy. But we can't actually change the sound of the exhaust.
Yeah, of course. Because the car's already got crackles, but I've got to remember our high RPMs to actually get the crackle.
Yeah, we can make it make more crackles. That's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sounds good, man. It sounds pretty reasonable. I'll shoot you some photos just so you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And, when do you guys operate? You guys work on Saturdays or...?
No, just Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday, okay. It's going to be a bit hard because I've got work. I'm in Dandenong.
Okay.
What time do you guys close?
5:30.
5:30, okay. Good to know. Okay, sounds good, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bye.